You are listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Prepare to be enlightened, entertained, and moved to grow as you hear practical advice on building and enriching the experience of worship at your church. And now, Dr. Craig Gilbert.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast. Our podcast is here to help you with any and all aspects of church planning and development, but with a special emphasis on congregational worship. As always, I'm your host, Dr. Craig Gilbert, founder and lead consultant of Purposed Heart Ministries, and I'm happy to be with you each week as we talk about important issues that so many churches must face each and every day. Please help us share this podcast in your favorite social media sites or by word of mouth. If you're getting something from this podcast, you're finding a blessing in it, then be sure to share that blessing with someone else. As always, if there's something in here that you feel like could benefit your church directly and you would like to speak to me or have me come to your church, all you have to do is go to the Purposed Heart Ministries website, purposedheartministries.com, and click on the contact page and set up an appointment with me, and we will talk on the phone and set up something for you. I'd be glad to come out and help. I'm helping churches all over the country meet their worship goals and their church performance goals, and so would love to be able to help you. Hey, today's the last podcast on words for powerful worship. I hope that you've appreciated the three that we've already done. We've looked at joy in worship, we've looked at building relationships in worship, and we've asked where the action is in worship. And today will be the final podcast on words for powerful worship, and we'll move on to another topic next week. But our final word is awe, A-W-E, awe. Now, not A-A-A-A-H-H-H-H-H, awe, but awe. That feeling that you get of being in supreme awe of something, you know, such as when you see a mountain, perhaps, or something unbelievable happens, and you just you're just in total awe of that particular thing. You know, when we come into the literal presence of God, you know, we should feel something. Think about it for a minute. What if we acted like we truly believe that God is present with us in the room as we worship? Would we really say and think some of the things that we do? Would we be different if we were tangibly aware of an ever-present, all-knowing God in the room with us? I'm amazed sometimes by the things that we do in worship and the things that we say in worship, and more importantly, the things that we think in worship, as if we don't actually believe that an all-powerful, all-knowing God is actually in the room paying attention to what we're doing. It's like we have lost the awe, the understanding of what it means to be in the actual presence of God. And I think part of the reason is because our worship becomes routine. Our worship becomes mundane. Or maybe we're producing really excellent worship, but our congregations are no longer truly seeking God. They're simply seeking to be in a worship service. They're no longer really aware of God's presence or actively seeking God's presence. Instead, they are just looking for a service to attend, a song to sing, a sermon to hear. It becomes a series of actions. So even though we've looked at these other three elements of powerful worship, joy, relationships, and action, those three things by themselves will not produce or really connect us to the Spirit of God if we don't have a sense of awe and wonder. You know, a famous atheist once observed that Christians don't seem to understand the power of that they deal with when they worship. If you truly believe that God is present in the room, would we really say and think some of the things that we do? I mean, it's like, you know, we talk about the power of God, we say we believe in the power of God, and yet our worship is often lacking in true acknowledgement of the power of God. We don't really release ourselves in the power of God, or we don't really understand what that power represents. I mean, think about it. God is in the room. I know people who have more awe when they meet their favorite star, when they meet their favorite musician, when they meet somebody important, I see the sense of awe on their face, or I think about those old Beatles videos when they show the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, and they show all those girls screaming and crying and throwing their hands around. And I'm not saying we have to be emotional like that, although, you know, some amount of crying may actually happen when we realize that we're in the presence of God. But we are so casual and so nonchalant, and we just, you know, I understand that Jesus is our friend, but Jesus is the Savior of the world, the Savior of all, you know, the Savior of all creation. And God is, well, actually, Jesus is the Creator with God. You know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word did all these things, you know. Jesus was an actor from the very beginning in the story of creation. And to think that we enter into worship and we spend time in worship and we sing the praises of God, but yet it's like we don't mean it down to our souls. We don't really understand, or at least we don't act like we understand, what we're doing. I mean, think about the fact this is the God who created everything, and yet we sing about God's creating power in a way that just kind of makes it feel like it's, you know, well, I read about it in a science book and, you know, whatever. It's just we lose that sense of awe. I want you to think of this quote from Genesis. You know, Jacob has a dream, and when he wakes up from the dream, he honors the place where he had the dream, and it's known as Bethel or Bethel. And in Genesis 28:17, Jacob says, the Bible says this about Jacob. He was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." Now, this is a place out in the wilderness. He was alone. He'd had a dream, and he had encountered God, and he woke up in awe. You know, how awesome is this place? You know, we're in the house of God with other believers, and we encounter God, and we go, "Oh well, okay, I encountered God." You know, and here's Jacob who actually encounters God and wrestles with God, and he comes out, "How awesome is this place?" I want you to just go to your Google and open up your computer and go to Google and just type in awe, A-W-E, in the Bible, and just look at all of the verses that use the word awe or use the word awesome to describe God. And I wonder, can you say that about your experience with God in the worship at your church? And if the answer is no, then I have to ask, why? You know, why? Where is that awe? What has happened to it? You know, when we plan worship, especially if we take planning seriously, it's really easy to plan away the awe. We plan so concisely and so particularly, and we don't make room for God to not only be present, but to make His presence known. We're going to do it, right? We're going to make God's presence known. I'm going to tell you all about God in this song that I've chosen, and you're going to learn everything you need to know about God in this song. And I'm going to tell you all about God, and I'm going to create the feeling. I'm going to introduce you to God. It is I. Leader. You know, where do we make room for God to be present and let God speak for a change? Where do we allow God to interact with us in a way that we can experience the awe of God's presence? Now, I know that my evangelical, especially my Pentecostal friends, you know, many of you, you know, may experience God's presence or the power of the Holy Spirit regularly in your worship services. And I know that those can be highly charged emotional events. And there's a, you know, there's an acute awareness of God's presence. But, you know, the power of awe is also very subtle. You think about where the Bible says, you know, the voice of God was not in the earthquake, the voice of God was not in the fire, the voice of God was in the whisper. And I wonder, how often are we in awe from a whisper? Or are we just going to be in awe from the bright lights and the power and the, you know, "I didn't cry today, so God must not have been there. The hair on my back of my head didn't stand up, or the hair on my arms didn't stand up. I didn't get those good feelings that I get when I know God is in the room." And I wonder sometime if we miss that as well. We're looking for the flashy awe, you know, the fire of God, but we're missing the whisper of God. And then again, some of you, you know, try to live in the whisper and forget that there is a fire and a power in the presence of God. The bush was burning, folks. It wasn't just sitting there. Mary was visited. I mean, God's presence, Jacob wrestled with God. I mean, God's presence can be very physical. It can be very moving and very inspiring. But then God's presence can also be a whisper. So I wonder, where is the awe in the worship service at your church? Can you identify it? Can you show the points in your worship? When you look at your worship plan, where are those spots where you can make room? Or are you sensitive to the Holy Spirit as you lead worship? And can you follow that? And even though you've got a great plan, is there still room for the Spirit to show up, be present, take over, and make God's awareness, make God's presence in a way that we are aware of it and that we can really connect? So, you know, where do you make room for God and raise awareness of the presence of God? Do you have moments when you just simply exist in the awe and wonder of a working, speaking, and loving God? Where are the moments of silence, prescribed silence, or maybe not prescribed? Maybe there's just this moment when you're singing along and all of a sudden you kind of feel the presence of God and you just want to stop singing and you want to just hear from God. Do you want to hear from heaven? Do you want to feel the power of God in the room? I'm a big fan of planning. You know that from my podcast. You know that from my writings. And I truly believe that God can be present in the plan. You know, I teach a lot on worship planning. And I get people who ask me all the time, well, where do you make room for the Holy Spirit in your planning, in this plan? It seems there's no room for God. Well, one, I think God shows up in the planning because I invite God to be there when I plan. But then the question becomes legitimate. And that is, once I start the plan, once I start to lead worship, am I still sensitive to God's presence and God's word? Am I willing to back off from the plan? Am I willing to stop a song or eject myself from leading the worship and allow God to lead the worship, allow the Spirit to lead the worship? Am I willing to find the awe and experience the awe for myself and introduce the awe and provide the opportunity for awe for others? So those of you who've been listening to this, wanting to know where that powerful worship is, and I'm telling you, this is the primo word when it comes to powerful worship, and that is awe. Find the awe. Make room for the awe. Let God be awesome in the place. There's a song that I there's a song, a contemporary song. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our hands we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. And so I wonder, do we make room for songs like that? Do we make room? And then when you sing a song like that, is the awesomeness just in the song? Or do you actually create space and allow God to be awesome in this place? So remember, Jacob said, you know, this is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. How awesome is this place? So allow God to be awesome in the worship at your church. Thanks for joining me on this podcast. And I pray for you this weekend that worship will be exactly where you need it to be on whenever it is that you gather to lead worship. And next week, we'll have a brand new topic. It's going to be a surprise. I'm not going to tell you what it is. So come back. I guarantee you're not going to want to miss it. And as always, if you think of something that you want me to talk about, if you think of something you would like me to cover in the podcast, please reach out. Send me an email, send me a text, do something, and let me know what you'd like me to cover, because this podcast is here for you. And I really want to help you in whatever area that you need to be helped. And hey, if you're just listening and you've kind of found this as a word for you each week, would you just send me an email or a text or something and let me know you're out there? Just say, hey, right now, while you're listening to this, take your phone out. My number's on my website, and give me a text, give me a call, or send me an email and let me know that you're listening. And if you appreciate what we're doing, just give me a holler and let me know that as well. And remember, don't forget to share it with others. So I pray for you. I bless you. And we will see you next week. So until then, Purpose Heart Ministries signing off. And I hope you have a blessed weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Want more from Craig? Be sure to join us online at purposedheartministries.com. We look forward to having you join us again next week.